You're listening to SBS News.
In Logan, south of Queensland's capital city of Brisbane, 70% of the community were either born overseas or have been born to two parents who were from another country. The area has been in the headlines after two women who had travelled from Victoria tested positive for the coronavirus, and a third woman who was a contact of the pair also was shown to have contracted the virus. The two women had evaded quarantine and are now the subject of a police investigation. Testing in the area has been ramped up after the state government urged anyone living on Brisbane's south side, particularly in Logan and the Springfield Lakes regions, to get tested immediately. But in Logan, there's a seven-hour wait to be tested. South Sudanese community leader Elijah Buell says many feel uneasy about the results.
What for me and for others is that feeling of anxiety. You know, am I the next person? You know, do I carry the virus?
Concern is rife among Logan's South Sudanese community. Leaders are calling for more collaboration with the state government to make sure everyone can understand their warnings.
Community leaders are there always to give information to their community members, but also community leaders sometimes may not have enough resources to be able to reach out or provide more resources to the population that they look after.
Logan is one of Australia's most multicultural areas, where 35% of the residents here were born overseas, and another 35% have two parents who were. Almost a quarter of Logan residents speak a language other than English at home, with Samoan, Mandarin, and Hindi the most common languages after English. The mayor of Logan, Darren Power, says his council is also ramping up interpretation services in light of the new cases.
If they're having trouble with communications, we provide a service there for the ethnic communities so that they can obviously translate for them.
The Queensland government has since translated the latest health advice into 10 languages, and Queensland's Deputy Premier, Stephen Miles, says the Chief Health Officer is meeting with multicultural community leaders.
We want to ensure that everyone in Queensland, no matter where they are, what community they identify with, what language group they identify with, that everybody in Queensland knows what they can do to keep themselves and their community safe.
Leaders hope that can happen quickly, with the next few days expected to be crucial. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.